Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to Higher Ground Financial Group and our radio show, riskfeestaxes.com. And all these things are a burden on your assets. So you can, you know, if you remove those, you get to live happier with more money. Hello. I'm here with Daniel Rasby. He's a tax attorney. He's my son.
Hello.
This is a father-son team. And
yeah, again, that website is riskfeestaxes.com. Those are the three biggest killers in retirement. riskfeestaxes.com. And one of those is risk. And we talk a lot about on this program of how to minimize risk and have a much better withdrawal rate in retirement. We talk about, you know, volatility buffer, all those different concepts. With volatility buffer, just briefly, you're taking a lot of your money outside the market so that you can draw from that whenever the market's down and then draw from the market when it's up. And that's a really good strategy. It lets your money last a lot longer and gives you a lot more income in retirement, but it doesn't give you 100% certainty.
Right. Right. It doesn't. And also, you know, some people really need to have the certainty. It makes them live happier. And actually, people live longer when they know they have that paycheck coming in, right?
Yeah. There was an interesting study we saw recently. Men, especially over the age of 65, live something like 20% longer when they have guaranteed lifetime income. So that's very interesting to see that.
And we're talking about diversification of risk, right? So you're going to have to take risk. But do you really have to take risk? I mean, you could minimize risk or you eliminate it on some portion of it. It doesn't mean you have to eliminate it on all of it. It just means on some portion of your money. And there's different types of risk. I mean, there's market risk, right? Which is opinion-based assets. It could be stocks, bonds. And people replaced bonds a lot in the past with fixed index annuities. There's a white paper done that showed that fixed index annuities would replace bond risk because you don't have risk there and you can still have the safety. And then there's gold and silver, you know, the traditional pull back to gold and silver if there's a crisis. All those things are diversifying risk. But we're going to talk a little bit about paychecks and playchecks today.
So what does paychecks and playchecks mean?
Well, paychecks means that at least your living expenses, things that you need to cover all your bases, whether it's mortgage, insurance, taxes, whatever it is,
food,
gifts, things that you do day-to-day you know, needs, that's going to be covered by a paycheck. Then you know that money's covered and you don't have to worry. And then whatever's left over will be your playchecks. That money, you can do whatever you want with it.
And if you want to know more about that, you can Google that phrase, paychecks and playchecks. You'll find a lot of information from Tom Hegna. He's the one that wrote the book on it, paychecks and playchecks. But how do you apply that to a specific situation? So let me give you an example. There was a client that came in I was just talking with just the other day. And he had already thought of this idea a while ago. He had about $3 million or so of assets. And he said, look, I need... Actually, he had closer to $4 million of assets. And he said, I need at least $120,000 a year, $10,000 a month for my income. And I'm going to get $70,000 between me and my wife for Social Security. So that gives me a $50,000 gap. So now I could live on less than $10,000. I could probably live on only $7,000 or $8,000, but you know, it'd be nice to have $10,000. So what I can do is I can put this money in this annuity that's going to guarantee me an income. And he did this about almost 10 years ago. He put this money in a variable annuity. In fact, and this annuity gave him a guarantee that at a certain age, he was able to take out, in that case, 5% of whatever the balance was. So it would grow with the market. It would never go backwards because it had a floor on it for the guaranteed income. But the underlying account value could still lose money. And he's paying fees for it, but he has a guaranteed income. So he was very happy about his guaranteed income. And he came to us and he said, look, I got just over $500,000 and there's like $550,000. I'm going to retire now. The insurance company is going to guarantee me 5% of that, which is $28,000 every single year for the rest of my life. And 5% is better than the 4% that all the advisors talk about. Not only that, it's guaranteed. I can have that every single year. So what do you think? Are you against this idea or not? And I told him, well, actually,
the idea is good.
The idea is good.
But is there a way to improve on it? So the whole thing is, this is what they have. You know, when you're shopping for anything, let's see what somebody else has. So what we did is say, chop it around, say, okay, this is what you have, which is good. Is there any way to improve on it? And we looked around and see what the market does.
And so in fact, there was a company that we were able to find that had a income that was significantly higher. It wasn't just 500, sorry, for the 550,000 or so that he had, in this particular account, instead of getting $28,000 of income, he was going to get $45,000 of income every single year, guaranteed for the rest of his life. It's a huge difference. And he said, well, this is way too good to be true. What's, you know, what gives? How can they promise me that much more money? There's no way that's possible. That's why I said, well, think about it. When you bought your original annuity, that was back in, you know, 10 years ago or so, what was a CD paying back at that time? It was paying about 0.5%. What's a CD paying around this time? 3.5%, 4%, you know, 3%, even if it's 3%. That's 6 times as much money. So why wouldn't you think that annuities would also give you that much better income 10 years later? And in fact, in his case, they did. So it's not that there was any free lunch. That's just what the rates are. You know, when you refinance your house and it was a 6% rate and you refinance for 3%, was the bank losing money on the deal? No, that's just what the rate was. That's the market rates. They have to give that to compete. Same thing with annuities. So if you have not taken a look, and you have, especially if you have a variable annuity, because variable annuities generally had lower guarantees to begin with.
And they usually have a lot of fees.
Yeah. And this guy was actually paying almost 4% every year in fees. So we were able to reduce that down to about 1%. So it was much better. So it saved him a lot in fees. So especially if you have a variable annuity, but even any type of annuity, if you've had it for a long time, you might want to take a look and see what is there a way to improve on it. Because interest rates today, even with interest rates having dropped recently a few times, they're still really good.
Really, anything over 3 or 4 years, you should at least take a look and see if it's refinanceable.
Because the worst case scenario, you find out is what you have is the most competitive that exists already. And then you're more confident, but you had a third party look at that and give you that advice. Because we're fiduciaries. We're only going to make a recommendation to do something if we can prove it's actually better for you and is in your best interest.
And the funny thing is, we actually share the math right there with you. Everything's transparent. So there's no promises out there that's simply right there in math.
And we had another client recently, and he had an income annuity, but he didn't buy it for income. Somebody sold it to him and said, well, this guy has great income rider. And he's like, well, I don't want to use it for income. Why do I want it? And it's been 10, 15 years also for this one. It's just been sitting there and it's not really growing at all. And he's not even going to use the little bit of guaranteed income it gives him. He just wanted it to grow. He said, I don't want to lose money, but I want it to grow. So we were able to give him a much higher rate. He's earning almost 3 times as much money now on his new account as he was on the old one. And that's a case by case. Every case is going to be different, exactly what you have. And maybe you have one that's a little better than the other ones. I don't know. But these are real examples of clients that we've helped in the past. Not just a long time ago, but very, very recently. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and let's talk about it. Can you refinance your retirement income? Just like you refinance your mortgage when interest rates are low, when interest rates are higher, you refinance your retirement. Even though rates are now a little lower than they were a year ago, a year and a half ago, it's still often a good opportunity to improve on the things that you already have. So this client that we increased from $28,000 of guaranteed income to $45,000 of guaranteed income, he's very happy because that means his entire gap is filled. So the other $3 million of assets he has, this is just fun money. That can go to the kids. He can take extra trips around the world, whatever he wants. He doesn't have to worry about it because none of it's being used for his income. That's the difference between paychecks and playchecks. So we have a guaranteed paycheck giving him that income. Right. The rest of his money is his playcheck, his play money.
Right. So that gives him guilt-free spending, right? Because he will never have to worry about, is he dipping into the principal so much that he can't pay his bills? Well, he knows he can pay his bills for the rest of his life guaranteed, no matter what. And we can put a little inflation rider in there and have a little more money each year because of inflation. And inflation's, you know, getting pretty crazy these days. But anyways, that really allows him to relax and enjoy the money and give some of the money away while he's alive. I mean, why wait to give the kids money when they're already about to retire themselves? You know, if you can give it to them while you're young enough to build something, to buy a business, to buy a house, to rental property, all those things, you can do that and enjoy the giving of it. But you can only do that if you can actually enjoy the giving of it, because you can't enjoy the giving of it if you don't know if you're going to have enough money yourself.
Right, right.
And so one of the things that people think about retirement, there's two other things that come up often. One is, well, if I retire early, before 65, what do I do about health insurance? Well, surprisingly, there's a lot of companies that offer health insurance. You have several options. You can either go on the exchange, which is getting kind of pricey right now, but there's also independent insurance companies that don't cover everything the government requires you to cover. But because of that, they're a lot cheaper. I mean, you're not going to want maternity care in your 60s or late 50s. So they don't cover that. And that also reduces the cost. So there's lots of things like that. And you just need to find out. Then there's, you know, you can shop that around. That's one thing. The other thing that people often concerned about is long-term care, the big, big ticking time bomb. What if I need long-term care? My dad got Alzheimer's, and what happens? You know, almost everybody had knows somebody that something happened to and they need long-term care.
Do you always just need to buy insurance for that?
No, you don't necessarily have to buy insurance. Insurance is one way to pay for it, but if you have enough assets, or actually, better way to phrase it, if you have enough income, right?
If I have $120,000 in income between my annuity, my Social Security, my pension, does that doesn't go away when I go in a nursing home?
No.
It still comes in.
And in fact, you don't have to go to a nursing home. You can do home health care. And that sometimes that's cheaper. But not only that, you're around things that are still familiar with you. You live longer, happier, and healthier having somebody come to your house. And you can only do that if you have the cash flow. So we got to make sure you have enough cash flow, whether you're alive or need nursing home care or home health care. And when you pass, what's going to happen? So, and then there's long-term care insurance, even people that have been turned down by other long-term care insurance carriers. There's a company that will actually, you put a lump sum in, and they double or triple that money for long-term care, depending on the situation, depending on your health. But they don't turn anybody down. So you at least have something, at least 15 or 20% more than what you had just for long-term care. So there is always an option. Just you reach out to us at riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you and uncover that information so you're making better decisions and you're not just making decisions in a vacuum. We want to bring information to you.
Well, one other thing you should consider is in preparing for retirement and planning for retirement, you've heard the phrase, what's your number? What's your number? Do you have enough for retirement? Do you have enough saved? That is the wrong question to be asking. The question to be asking is, can I sustain the income that I need when I'm retired? That's the question. Because if you retire with $2 million and your brother retires with $3 million, but you can spend more money than he can every month and never run out, you are better off. Having more money in the account does not mean you are better off. Spending more money means you're better off. Yeah. So how can you utilize the money to generate income for you and to still leave plenty for the kids if that's your desire? That's the key thing. And the way you increase and improve your income in retirement is by minimizing those three killers: risk, fees, and taxes. That's why we continue to talk about those: risk, fees, taxes.
Yeah. So the whole thing is you have to either go with the conventional wisdom of taking 4% out and just living with that, or you can talk to us and we can try to minimize your taxes. That way, when the income comes in, it's tax-free. And we can minimize your risk and fees so that more of your money stays with you. And you may be able to take out 7%. Now, don't just start taking out 7% without knowing how to make sure that it produces, right?
Right.
So you got to talk to somebody like us that can show you how you can take out 7% safely and still have that, you know, longevity risk taken care of.
So go to our website again. That's riskfeestaxes.com, Higher Ground Financial Group. Talk to a tax attorney. Schedule a call with our team, a video call. It is at riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.